This morning we've dwelt a little bit on what it means to be loved. Isn't it the case that when you love someone, you're always thinking about them? In romantic love, you're always remembering the person whom you love. You're replaying in your mind the last interaction. You're planning and longing for the next interaction. You're wondering, looking for them, when you're going to see them next. Always remembering the one whom you love. This is true not only with romantic love, it's also true with familial love. Your son, your daughter, you may be away from them, but they're on your heart. You're thinking about them. You're remembering them. One of our daughters this week, Eva, she moved out to Washington, D.C. for the next 9 months. She's gone, but we do remember her often because we love her. That's how love is. Love remembers the one whom we love. At this table, we are told to remember Jesus. But I want to flip it around and remind you of this. At this table, Jesus remembers us. We are on his heart. Because he loves us, he is constantly remembering us. He says in Isaiah 49, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." Your name inscribed on the palm of Jesus' hands. Your name, which represents the fullness of who you really are, written inside his hand, where it can't be dropped, where he won't let go of it. Written not on the skin, not on the surface, written in something deeper, written in the scars from the cross. He loves you. He remembers you. So in this meal, we take bread. Jesus, the Son of God, became Son of Man. And in this meal, we take wine. Jesus purchased you at the highest price. He did not wait until the price came down so that he could pay less. He paid the full amount. When you take this supper, you are saying this: Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. He is the way, the truth, and the life by which I come to the Father. And Jesus arranged this supper, this new Passover meal, and he says, do this. You do this in remembrance of me. And I will feed you as you do it. If you've come to know Jesus Christ as he has made the way in the gospel, if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. But if you don't know Jesus Christ in this way, if you're visiting with us here, we're really glad you're here, but we advise you don't take the supper, but watch what's happening. Listen to what's happening. Soak it all in. We'd love to talk more about it. Now, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would come to us in this supper, and that as we take the bread and the wine, we would be feeding on you. Our new hearts need to be fed by Christ. We are on the vine. Nourish us. Make it to be so. We're asking for you to supernaturally feed us from your word and the sacrament. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.